Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Soul Sisters Show here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. Today is the 10th of May, and we will get into our personal stories about how we got ourselves into soul realignment. I am Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes, Greece. We have a really nice afternoon here, or evening. It is sunny and very beautiful. We are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, the soul, soul realignment, other healing modalities, and psychic topics. So welcome, everybody. And we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And you can chat with us about our topics and also get a mini reading live on air. International callers, please dial plus one before the number, plus one, 714-816-4628. And remember to press one on your keypad on your device so you'll be placed in queue so you can talk with us on the radio live on air. You can call in to listen or listen in at psychic.net/live. You can listen to our show live if you go to psychictalk.net/live. And if you want to chat with us during the show, you can go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. So that will direct you immediately to our Facebook group where you can chat with us live during the show. Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you today?
Hi, Sissy. I'm doing good. Nice and cool outside right now, just like probably 70s. It's going to be a hot one today.
Oh, but you have morning in Arizona, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's the morning, and it's, what, early evening for you, correct?
Yes. Here it's around 7 o'clock in the evening or afternoon or whatever you call it.
Yes.
Very nice. So I'm so excited that we are back here on air together, and we have a very exciting topic to speak about today. We're going to share our personal stories. And call in now and get your spot very early. It's time for you to call in if you want to talk with us live on air. And you call 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. So, Sue. Sissy, I usually call you Sissy because you are my soul sister. That is what our show is named from, kind of thing.
Yes.
And before we go into today's topic, that is our personal stories and how we got into soul realignment, I know you wanted to recap a bit from last week and just briefly talk about what we did on the last show.
Yeah. That's right. Last week, that was an amazing show, wasn't it, Sissy? She was absolutely incredible. The medium we had, Lottie Whalen.
Absolutely, yes.
She's an author of a book called Loosening Up, I will not even try to say the Swedish term. You can say that, Sissy.
I can say that. In Swedish, it's called uppluckringen. That's kind of difficult to say, I think.
Uppluckringen.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Not bad. And, of course, she's a mediumship teacher, author, and a social scientist. So I can't wait to have her back on. The other thing, too, which was interesting, was some of her conversations. Sorry about that. Was some of her conversations in the field of law. I found that pretty interesting as well. So listen, everybody. Don't forget, you can go to psychictalk.net. /Ann/Sue if you'd like to come visit and have a chat with us later, or maybe see if you'd like a personal reading from us. Anyways, going back to what we're talking about, the Akashic Records, soul realignment. But
yeah.
See, I think we're going to be talking about our personal stories today, huh, Sissy?
Yes, we are. But I was thinking it's good for the listeners to hear a little short version about what the Akashic Records are and what soul realignment is. And then we can go into our topics.
Soul realignment, the Akashic Records, of course, is the database, the house or library, as I like to think of it. I know you have your interpretation. And it really is, it's just what holds our soul's history, which basically the soul has its own unique energetic statement. And from that, when we go into the records, of course, we can pluck that information out. That information is unique to you, your history, present day, and we tie in basically your past and your present and try to see what's going on in your life today that might have historically from your past been an issue or something you didn't finish or follow through or a vow is the first thing that comes to mind, but many more things than that that we can find that you might have made an agreement with, and it's affecting you today for whatever reason. Now, energetically, this could be a positive or negative choice. We all make them. And that choice may have been congruent during that time, but for some reason it's not congruent now, or vice versa. And so we go in and we locate these issues, and we do our best to heal you, heal property, heal homes. And it ends up being a really beautiful experience, very rich with detail. Didn't you say so, Susie?
Wow.
Would you like to add anything?
Yes. No, I think it sounds really, it's just a brief explanation. And if anyone wants to find out anything more, you are very welcome to go to psychictalk.net/Sue or Ann. So from there, you can reach our personal website. So you can read a bit more about soul realignment if you are interested.
Right.
And
right.
I think what I'm going to start to ask you first a bit about your personal story.
Sure. Let me see how I can phrase this for the audience. What happened to me... and I didn't know about soul realignment, just like you. I had no clue. I was having experiences in my home of energies that were very negative. This went on for approximately, I want to say about 10 years. And of course,
that's a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. And particularly, I saw things here that were demonic in nature, but to me it appeared as an animal figure. And so I knew we needed help. I knew we needed to get something done. I didn't quite know what it was. I basically reached out to a friend who was a mentor, and she knew what was going on here as well. And so she sent me over to this healer, and I remember I'm literally in a parking lot visiting my mom's burial, and I received a phone call back from the healer, and I let her know what the activity is going on in my home.
Wow.
And so I explained it all to her, and really what prompted me in the first place to reach out to someone to get help was not so much the 10 years, it was this thing was now coming after my grandchild. And so I had to reach out. So I'm on the phone with her and I'm explaining everything. And she says, go home, you know, discuss this with your husband and get back to me. And of course I did. And I reached back with her that same day, I want to say towards the end of the day. And she, at the time, I had no clue what this was going to entail and what it was going to take. And she just, within 24 to 48 hours, one of the first things I was told were I had portholes in my property, and that those two portholes, one was on the land, one was in the home, and that the energies here, she had figured there was about 1,600 total coming in and out. Well, that's not good.
No.
That was a little scary. Yeah, right. And come to find out, these were like minions of this entity. So she basically said that the family in of itself is doing a great job sustaining their love for each other and not letting it drive a wedge between us. These things can really disrupt and interfere in your life. And
they interfere? Can you give me an example?
Well, they can cause disruption, you know, because we're susceptible. And that was the thing. I didn't know how susceptible I was. I lived with this. I chose to ignore it. And so they can disrupt by causing arguments between family members. They can disrupt your energy. They can attach. And we didn't have that. That was what was amazing to me. I'm living with this. We're all living with it for 10 years. And none of us had an attachment issue. So
yeah.
We were very lucky. She said, basically, you know, don't ever think that you can't. Just because, you know, it didn't happen yet. But at the time, you know, there was no attachment. There was no history as far as, I think they were here. They were disrupting the energies. You could feel the oppression in the home. You could feel, you know, a lot of people who I knew were gifted that came into my home reacted to what was here. So I was told many things over time. Needless to say, she had done the, it took about 3 months in total for her to do the work. And to kind of summarize this work that she did is to say that she, individually, every person in my home, she went into our records and she cleared anything energetically that was going on in our lives today. So that includes, of course, these energies, and then, of course, clearing the home and the property. And I can literally tell you, my husband was not a believer with any of this stuff, but he even noticed the energetic shift in the house. It didn't feel as oppressive. It was clear. You can see clearly in the home.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just admired her work and was, you know, filled with awe with what this woman can do, you know. And later on, realizing through my own education exactly what she did, I went back into our emails, and now I really understood it. Well, you know, I thought I did back then, but then going through this particular course and then having an understanding and then rereading everything she sent, now I really can understand what she did here, how much time she invested with my whole family, with my property, with making sure that we were all going to be okay. And I will always, you know, forever appreciate that.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the short version, but it was, it's fascinating stuff. And I never knew all that it entailed until much later on, of course, until, you know, I went through this too. And I do have to thank someone for this, because besides my good friend who had done this, she became a good friend, I have to thank my sister Anne, because it was her who first went into soul realignment herself. And I was like, no way, I'm not doing that. I know it's a lot of work, and I'm not doing it. And I was actually one of my sister's clients, so now I get a second one done. And that was more refined and even richer that second time around. So that was amazing, and that was really cool to have done, and I so appreciate it to this day. She knows I so appreciate everything that she did, and it kind of drove me to say, you know what, you know, maybe I got to look into this. And so, of course, I did, you know, did the same thing.
Wow.
So I thank you for that. So on that note,
thank you too. Yes.
Thank you. Let's hear, tell the audience a little bit about your story and how you ended up getting into it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I can start with saying that you say you thank me for bringing you on this path. And actually, you helped me too, because you introduced me to this healer. And I thank you so much, Sue and Sissy, for that. I really appreciate it. It changed my life, and I met Sue in August 2015, and we met through Doreen Virtue's Angel Card Readers course online. And I think that in the Facebook group, you throw out a friendship ball or something, and I answered, and I immediately felt that, oh, I met my sister. I've been searching for her for eons of time. So that was really amazing for me, just to meet you after so long time, because I do feel that we have many lives together. At that point in my life, I have had challenges, and I was feeling stuck, because I consider myself very spiritually educated, and I've been reading a lot, and I could not understand how I could feel stuck, because I tried everything to meditate and affirmations and the law of attraction and basically a lot of things. And my daily kind of, I call them prayers, but they are more like affirmations and intentions that I do. And I was still stuck. It was like sitting on the side of a doorstep, not being able to move yourself to the other side. And I had so many old life patterns repeating themselves, and I was so tired of them. And you know how you can feel sometimes when you see, oh no, I don't want to encounter this situation again. Similar situations, slightly different, but you know, repeating patterns, and I was so tired of them. And it's very easy to try to say to yourself, I'm going to be positive, I'm not going to let this lock me down. But at some point, if you kind of feel things coming along all the way, and you can't get out of it. And it kept going for 2 years. And I was very, very tired, and I was very low in energy. And I couldn't understand how I could get myself to that place. But I think from my perspective today, I can see that the blessing with it was that I was prompt to take some steps and do something about it, because we have things. I did not do past life regressions and things like that, and I didn't know. I tried to go to people like ordinary healing, but sometimes you need, on a deeper level, on a soul level, you need clearing and someone to help you out and to find things that will help you understand that, okay, hey, this is nice. I have a choice here. It's my choice, and I don't need to be irritated or feel stuck or being angry or sad when old patterns are repeating themselves, because they will do until you make a new choice about them and until you can release them. And sometimes we need help with that, actually.
Yes.
And
yep.
I was in touch with the same healer. She's also an energy worker, and she helped me a lot. I think that was in November 2015. I was really kind of a mess at that point. I'm laughing at it today, but I was not laughing at that time. And
right.
We agreed to do, I think she started to do a 45-day program for me, because here's the thing. You can do a one session, but then you need to work on yourself. And if you do a program with, like I did, the healer go in now and then and check out and can help you with the energies, and you have contact. So that's really nice, because we have to remember every healing modality is a process. Yes, she went in and she cleared everything for me. She cleared my energies. She cleared my Akashic records. She cleared my divine soul blueprint. And she cleared my home. So everything, I could feel the energies changing. And they were really, really, really nice.
Can I ask you something?
And yes.
Can I ask you a question? Was this energetic statement, was this like a negative thought form that got created over time? Do you know?
I had, because at that point, I didn't know either, that I think she's doing like the soul realignment in the Akashic Records, but she has a different terminology for it. So she worded it a bit different.
That's
the only difference, I think, because I can understand when I started with my course that she actually did a lot of things for me. Yes, she cleared. I got attached by something that I was living with, someone that had a bit of a negative energetic signature. And it's not that we are supposed to judge the person, because some people don't want to acknowledge these things and they are more different. And I think he was very vulnerable for getting attached because of his history and things. And he had some things, and I got them onto me too, because you do. You know, we create cords and energies with people all the time. We kind of get stuck in it if we are not doing our, so to speak, spiritual cleaning on a daily basis. And that part, I have to admit that I didn't do it daily at that point. And it makes you
right.
kind of vulnerable, because I feel that your vulnerability is getting less when you are more aware, because you are aware in every moment, so to speak, so you can handle things and you can see things. you see the energy, so you don't so easily. But at that point, I had a lot of things, and our home, and I had many old patterns from my family coming up, and it was kind of, you know, when a circle is coming, going on all the time, the same thing. And I said, so how am I going to get out of this? Yes, yes.
Right, okay.
And actually, she helped me for... No, that's okay. She helped me for... I think I did 4 programs with her for a total of 6 months. But we made some pauses in between because I really felt that the shift and how she could help me, though I did not know it was soul realignment. But she explained for me in other terminology how she what she did and things like that. And I could feel the change coming because I had been stuck for over 2 years. So that was really amazing for me. And I thank her and I thank you, Issy, for getting me to the point where my life started to change and took another turn, and I could finally get to peace with these patterns because they are showing up again. They came back a few times, even after she started with her healing and energy clearing on me. But the thing is, I understood that I could release them and I could let them go and I could handle them and make different choices. So
right. That's
why it took me 6 months. And actually, I think we ended up with her in June. And the same month, I was bombarded with signs of soul realignment and Akashic record. And just like you, I said, oh, no. I'm not going that direction. I'm not going there. That's not my kind of thing. So I still tried to resist. But what caught me was I was listening to a free webinar from Andrea Hess. And you can go into soulrealignment.com. That's Andrea Hess' website. And you can find, she has a free webinar every Saturday, I think. And it really caught my heart, so to speak, because I didn't understand fully, but I started to understand that, I think this has something to do with what this beautiful angel woman helped me with, because my healer, she's kind of like my angel. She helped me a lot, and she cleared everything for me so that I could actually start to move on myself. So in June 2016, I started with a soul realignment course.
Right.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Let me ask you a question. What do you feel was the most strongest thing that got worked on and healed for you? For instance, I'm going to tell you, mine was just understanding that I was my choice, I guess, even though I didn't call this negative energy in, my choice was to let it exist in my home for 10 years. So that was big. What do you feel your choices were historically or just in the present that may have continued this cycle?
Yes, I think that what we do, and it's very human, I think that we have, it's very easy to say release your patterns, release your past, the way you see and look at your life, it's very, very easy to say. It's a totally different story to try to apply it in your own life, if that makes sense to you. I actually think that she helped me with that because I started to, I knew a lot of things, but you have to, it's like peeling a layer, an onion, layer of layer. And she actually helped me because she cleared my blockages. She cleared detachment. She cleared the energies in my home. So that made me have kind of a safe haven, somewhere to relax. And that's very important too, because you, if we are empaths and walking this path, we are encountering our patterns, kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and I think it makes sense to the audience, too, because it's more on the human level, you know, what we've gone through. Is, I think anyone can say, and it's not a blame, and that's the thing. There's no judgment. It's not a blame. I have no blame for what occurred in my home, and I know you don't have any blame. It's just historically, through choices made, either now or in the past, these things can come about, and we can attract them. Like you said, we attract these things without, sometimes without knowing it. We can talk to strangers in a grocery store and not even know necessarily we may have attracted something. So,
yeah,
you know, it's important, like you said, for us in the field to kind of check in, like you said, daily prayers or a clearing, a healing. So we always have to cut cords and check, kind of check in and just make sure that we're always on top of it, because we can easily have something and be and not even be aware of it at that second. Sometimes we are, but there are other times we may not. Life gets in the way and we get distractions.
Yeah, and actually I think we are not excluded from our own patterns, because we get out there and we talk about things, and we have to do the same thing as everybody else. So we have to walk our talk. It's beautiful when you are a bit more conscious, because that helps a lot. You can understand things more. And it's not something that happens overnight either, so it takes some time. But it's absolutely fantastic. And when I get stuck, if I do, and sometimes I still do, I turn to you, right?
Yep, same here. Yep, we both do. And that's the beauty of us, you know, having this with each other.
Yes. I'm thinking about that we should take some calls, but I would like to do some announcements before that. So it's the bottom of the hour, and that's very appropriate to do some few quick announcements. And then we will, if you haven't called in yet, please do, because we are soon getting your calls. You can call in at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. International callers, dial +1 before the number. Okay. You can find out all about our amazing episodes on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week. You go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and there you can find all the upcoming shows that are coming up. The next episode with Soul Sisters Show with us, host Sue and Ann, is next Thursday on May 17th. We are discussing life purpose. How can you find out? How can you find out about your life purpose? That's very exciting, and you don't want to miss that. Plus, we will take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, so please join us. The time is 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London, UK time. Tomorrow on Friday, May 11th, is the Goddess Guidance Show with hosts Shakti and Naki, and they will discuss the Universal Goddess. That's exciting, too. Plus, they taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. They have very great and fantastic shows, so you want to join tomorrow. They will be on tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and 4 a.m. London, UK. On Saturday, May 12th, it's the Psychic Saturdays with Open Lines and Readings with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And you set the topics. So you can call in or chat with the hosts online on the Facebook chat on whatever topic you have on your mind. So you can also call in for free mini readings live on air, and they will be on air 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London, UK time. And we have on Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day. That's a great day. It's Psychic Sunday with Open Lines and Readings all show long with hosts Sue Schumacher, you will be on, Sue, and Dax Carlisle. And you set the topic, you listeners set the topic, or call in for a mini reading. So please join them and talk about whatever
day,
you.
Yes. That day, I think we're going, the topic might be Mothers and Mother's Day. Just
okay.
A little hint. It happens to be Mother's Day on Sunday. So should
yeah.
be pretty interesting.
Wow. So you need to call in then and listen.
Yes.
And talk about
yes.
mothers
cool.
and honor all mothers. The time is 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London time. And make sure to listen in to our amazing shows. Psychic Talk Radio Network have shows 7 days a week, 7 days a week. And you can find out all information and times for the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And if you haven't called in to us yet, now is a great time to do that. So please call in. You can call in at 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad so you will be placed in queue so you can talk to us. You can also find us on Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. And you can join our public Facebook group at psychictalk.net/Facebook. And if you go there, you have to join the group, and then you can chat with us live during the shows. That is very exciting, and it's exciting for us, too. We really want
yes.
to have contact with you. Have you thought about hosting your own radio show or podcast? Find out all about the opportunities here at Psychic Talk Radio. Go to psychictalk.net/host. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself for questions or anything, or book a private reading, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or Anne. What do you say, Sue? Are we ready to take some calls?
Sure. Yeah, I think I'll take a look at the board. I see we have some callers on. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes, hi. Hi, this is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn calling.
Nice to meet you, Bryn. Where are you calling from?
New York City.
New York, all right.
Yeah. So I have a question. My mom passed on April 18th. Recently at 98 years old, and I was wondering if she has any message or how she's doing or what she's doing. I'm just curious if that's possible. If not, if you can't do that, just see if there's any message for me at all from my guides or angels.
Well, you know, I actually got, first thing I got for you, could you turn your, down your radio or your computer?
I don't
please?
Have the radio. There's no radio on.
Okay. I've got a little feedback coming in.
Okay.
What I got for you was outside of the scope. Maybe this is your mom, but I'm hearing stand your ground. So if there's something going on you need to stand your ground with. I think we might have lost the caller. I'm not sure. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, we had a little hiccup there.
Huh.
I got stand your ground. Is something going on where you you have to hold your ground?
Okay. It's possible.
Is there an issue with family? You said mom just passed recently.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Is there an issue maybe with family?
No.
Okay.
Not really. No, there's no issue with the family. It's just me and my sister now. That's who's present in my family's life.
Right. Yeah, it comes out really strong for you. There's going to be something you're going to have to hold your ground on.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that came through really strong.
Right.
Sissy, do you have anything for him?
Yes, I actually, your mother is telling you that she's just a sword away.
Okay.
So she's very close to you, and she's close to both you and your sister.
Right.
And she's happy and healthy where she's at right now because, you know, we
right.
change when we transition over. She's not giving so strong messages because I think it's a bit too early. Sometimes, you know, when we cross over, we need some time. But she wants you to know that she's with you. And if you see signs in the nature, for instance, birds, butterflies, that's your mother.
Okay. that's cool.
So keep your eyes open.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. To you both.
Hi. Hello.
Hi,
Catherine. Sorry. Catherine, where are you calling from?
Mm-hmm. Florida.
Florida, nice. How's the weather down there, by the way?
Oh, as you would probably imagine, it's warm and muggy and humid, and that's okay because we don't have to shovel in the winter, so I'm not complaining.
Yep. I completely understand.
Yes, I lived in Arizona for 15 years, so I get it, where you're at, too.
Right. Right. Yeah, my son is in the same state as you, so I get what you're talking about.
Right. The reason why I was calling is that a month ago I had to get a new vehicle, and I was very blessed with the vehicle that I got. However, it is a lot. The payment that I have is making me quite nervous. And also because I've never had a, although many people would say that's not really that high, but it's more than what I have ever had to pay before.
Right.
And then in addition to that, I also just re-signed my lease on the house that I'm renting. And it's another similar situation that although I'm still paying probably about $400 less than fair market value, it did go up some, and so with these two increases financially, I have been very nervous. Now, in my mind, I keep hearing Esther Hicks and Abraham say, don't concentrate or don't come from a place of lack. but I recently started a website for some crafting that I enjoy doing, and so the money could be there, you know, to help out. But I would like to know if you are feeling, you, Sue or Ann, are picking up anything dealing with financial whatever.
Ann, would you like to take that?
Yes. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Ann.
I feel like there is, it's some emotions that are holding you back somehow, because I have three cards and they all speak about emotions. That's kind of special. I think that you worry a bit too much. I know we're here again. We're saying try not to worry and try not to see it from the point of lack. And that's very easy to say. But the thing is, what you can do to help you to come out of that circle a bit is to do something that is a passion for you, if that makes sense. So if you created the website, try to do some things with them.
That's what I'm doing right now, too. As I'm listening, I'm doing my craft. So.
Oh, very good. Because you give out the intention and try to do it with a feeling that it's, oh, I love to do this. And keep that vibration. And try to do it as often as you can, because I think that will help you, if that makes sense to you, to get out of the emotions that are kind of holding you. I think that my sense is that it's something connected to emotions and abundance and the lack thing. And I know it's very easy to say, but try to higher your vibration and your frequency by putting in, even if it's a half an hour with a joy, but with full joy and bliss, to work on the websites. And something else, are you creative?
I am, yes.
Yeah. I think that there's some other way, too, that you can express yourself and let the flow come on, like writing or drawing or something like that. I feel that writing is more the passion for you.
Correct.
Does that make sense? Okay. So
yes.
Do some writing, and you don't need to do that. If you're thinking about a book, you don't need to write the whole book. Start with just a few things when you feel that bliss when you work on your website, and maybe you get an idea. You write it down and you keep your notes on one place. And or write some poems that will uplift you. Okay, so I'm going to, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask Sue, do you have anything to add?
Sure, maybe not as long, but I came up with something right away because of fears. So I picked up on fears for you, and what came out was, it was like three times, budget, budget, budget. And it's not a judgment statement, it's just what I heard. Is this... Is this, as far as you're concerned, have you not projected or maybe looked at your budget? And sometimes we tend to maybe overspend a little or say, okay, yes, a couple more bucks, we can afford that. But really, all you have to do is just write down, you know, what's coming in and what's going out. You should know. I'm not telling you something you don't know.
Yep.
But that was definitely strong for you. And I can confirm is what Ann said, too, just really quick. You have a high creative writing skill. And I would definitely, when you see things, because you see things visually, don't you?
I do, yeah.
I mean in the spirit sense. And for me, for instance, I will make notes speaking to my phone and just keep adding to that spiritual diary, because a year later, once you look at it, you have a book. So, and I see a book for you. So just
I have wanted to write a book ever since I was little, and I'll be 54 later this month. So probably for 50 years I have toyed with that idea in some way, shape, or form.
No more toying. Stop toying. Start doing.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Especially because you're so creative verbally and
mm-hmm.
in the written word. And it's important. It's important to do that. That's how we get ourselves out there. And I think that's what you're doing. You're taking that step to go forward and get yourself out there. And
mm-hmm.
so when we do that, you know, of course there's going to be fears attached to that. So keep plugging along. Keep doing what you're doing. Continue writing. And by next year, I'm telling you, you'll have a book.
Okay.
Send us a message. psychictalk.net/Steeler/Ann because I definitely would love to hear about it later on.
Okay. I also, I'll join your Facebook group too. I wasn't aware that you had one. So, yeah, I'll look into that after your show.
All right, wonderful.
Very nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thank you, too.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's take a quick look. Okay, I see who's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Everybody's calling from the East Coast today. Laura in New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. How
Hi,
are
Laura.
You? Hi.
Doing good. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering what you might be able to pick up about finding a job and maybe hopefully my finances increasing because of the job.
Okay. You know, this is a 6 month thing. It's the first thing that came in. It's 6 months for you, but there's something you know you want. You're going after it. Does that make sense?
Not really sure. I've been applying for jobs in my field. And there is a job that I'm interested in. I've applied for it. I don't know if I'm going to hear back from them or not.
Right. I see, you know, the color green popped up for me. And one of the first things I pick up with that is a lot of times it could be location, like pine trees, greenery, suburban life, living outside the city. And the other aspect of that is healer. Are you in any way in the healing field?
I am certified as a Reiki master.
Okay. Yeah, that's why it came in really strong for you. It's a very powerful green came in. Are you working or doing any side work with your healing?
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to find work in my, you know, in the corporate field.
Yeah, I get you, especially over there on the East Coast. That's completely understandable. Well, let me see what Anne has to say. Anne, is there anything you can pick up on for Laura?
Hi, Laura. I can see here a very strong desire to move on. You really want to change and you really want to move on and to do something that makes more sense and is more meaningful for you. That's what I'm getting. And about your question about your work, I feel actually that there will be fair and just decisions. So keep on and do what you know is right. And I have the feeling that you are going to get it, actually. But I feel it's going to take a bit of a time. Maybe you wait about 2 weeks, three, to get an answer from them. I don't know why, because I just have the feeling that it's going to be. That's what I get for you. So does that make sense to you?
I don't know if I'm going to hear back from them or not. That's the only thing. I'm worried that I'm going to run out of money.
Okay. But what I'm getting in the financial end is that you don't need to worry about it. It's not like you're not going to be a millionaire right now, but things will come up for you, so you will have financial security. That's what's actually it's the card, Angel Card, Ten of Earth, and speaking about financial security and trying to find more magic things in life too, to keep you in a good vibration, because it's like your desire to move on is a little bit holding you back. If that makes sense. So it's like if you worry too much, then you will create that worry. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like the law of attraction. Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't need to worry about it. I know that's very easy to say. It's always easy to sit and say things. But they basically say that you don't need to. You will come around on the financial end. So it will be okay for you.
So you think it'll be about 2 or 3 more weeks before I hear about a job?
I think 2 weeks, something, 2 or 3 weeks, something like that.
Okay.
That's my sense.
Thank you very much.
So I think, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Carla.
Yes. So, it's the top of the hour right now, and I'm thinking about we get the last phone call, and then we have some announcements to make. So, let's see who's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Julie.
Julie. Hello, Julie. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm Joy. I'm calling from Kentucky.
Oh, nice. I'm not so good at the map, actually. I should be, but I'm in Europe. I should study because my sister is in Arizona. I should study more. So, what can we help you with?
I was curious if there would be any financial changes for me.
Okay. I'm going to ask Sue. Do you have anything, Sue? Do you want to step in?
For some reason, this one I've got a block and I don't know why. I'm asking. I'm going to have you jump in if you don't mind. I'm asking away
okay.
for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to see here. It is like there will be a time coming for you. There will be a lot of energy and many commitments and a lot of things that needs to be done. And I can also see that there's a new person coming into your life. I think, or you might know, I don't think you know her. It's a woman. She's coming in, and I think she's very sensitive, friendly, artistic. And she's bringing you some new ideas. That's my sense. So she will come into your life. I think that's happening quite soon. I hope this makes sense to you. And she will bring ideas and new viewpoints into your life. And then things will start to happen. And you will go through a significant life event that's coming for you. And I think that will bring you on to the change in your financial situation. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any clue how this woman might be?
No idea.
No idea. She's I can't actually see her, but she is, I think she's under 40 years of age. So between 35, 40, and I think she's very friendly. She is very emotional, and she's like, you know, a breeze coming in. So she feels very nice. So keep your eyes open for her. I think she's connected somewhere in a shopping mall. I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel that you will start talking somehow and get friends.
I feel.
And then.
You know, Sissy.
Yes.
Just
okay.
A quick thing that came in while you were saying that. You know, you said a female family. Do you have a female family member that you're close to and haven't seen in a while, or were really close to at one time?
We're all kind of like still in the same town, so there's nobody that I really haven't seen in a while that I can think of right now.
I think this, there's a female and she's family.
Mm-hmm.
And you, there's, when she comes back in, Anne is correct, when she comes back in, there's going to be a huge support. She's going to have a significance in your life. But I also got for you that you haven't made a decision on something as well. I kind of see, like, I move a little to the left, I move a little to the right, you know, just swinging back and forth on something. It's just decision keeps coming up. And you're looking for work, correct?
I have a part-time job now. I'm open to working more hours. It's kind of
okay. Weird,
my apartment. It's a long story.
Right. No, I just, something is connected here with decision making, and if it's a more hour thing and the job isn't providing you more hours, you know, maybe look for something that will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depends on if it's the rural area you're living in, then it may be a little more difficult, you know, depending on the job market. But yeah. She's going to play a part, and then the decision-making, I believe, it has to do with deciding, you know, am I going to work more? And, it just came through for you.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely open to it. I could use it.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
Blessings. Blessings. So, it's the top of the hour right now, and we give some announcements, and I want to share with you, don't miss the next episode with Soul Sisters Show with us, host Sue and Anne, on Thursday, May 17th. We will be discussing life purpose. Plus, we will be taking your calls for questions and mini readings. So remember, next Thursday, May 17th. So join us. We'll be on 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time. And the next upcoming show on Psychic Talk Radio Network is tomorrow, Friday, May 11th. It's the Goddess Guidance Show with host Shakti and Naki, and they will talk about the universal goddess. So that will be really exciting. Plus, they will be taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. They are a nighttime show, so they will be on 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and 4 a.m. London. And don't forget to visit psychictalk.net/upcoming to catch all of our upcoming shows. So you can always go into that page, psychictalk.net/upcoming, to see what shows are on, because we have shows 7 days a week. So it's really exciting. And last time to give a shot for the Sunday show. Sue, can you just briefly tell us about the Sunday show?
Yes. Sunday, hello everyone, before we go. Sunday is Mother's Day, and I will be on with Jack, and we will be on at 11 Pacific time, 1 East Coast, and we look forward to you guys calling. I think the tone is more or less going to be about mothers and Mother's Day, but of course we take calls on different topics, so different questions, so that's absolutely fine. Well,
wow.
Sister, I think it's probably
yes.
coming time, huh?
Yes, we are. So we thank you, everybody here who are calling in and listening to us, so much for being here. We are excited to be back next week on Soul Sisters on Psychic Talk Radio with me, hosts Sue and Anne. Thursday, May 17th, and you can find us if you want to connect with us personally. You can find us on our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or /Anne. We thank our producer, Dax Carlisle, for helping us so much behind the scenes because he's really doing a great job. He's multitasking right now, so just so that we can do show. Thank you, Dax.
Thank you, Dax.
So I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you.
Angels watch over you all night long.
Yes. And goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.